I was just wondering, Mark, if the expressions that come up in 2 Timothy 2, where Timothy is under the instruction of the Apostle Paul to commit things to faithful men. Here it is now. Timothy himself has been a faithful man. He has taken examples from the Apostle Paul. He's learned from him. He's been nursed by him. He's taken up things in a personal way, not just regurgitating the things that Paul said. He's now in the game of these precious things, the mysteries of God. And he's telling Timothy now, the responsibility is with you. You got to pass things on. But who do you pass them on to? Who you find? It has to be faithful men. Not just good brethren. Faithful men. Those who are going to continue the same character of faithfulness that we see in Christ, that we started with, and what was true in Paul and in Timothy himself.
And the characteristic is that who shall be able to teach others. Yes. Not that they have the gift of teaching, but they are so faithful, acquainted with these mysteries of God that have been revealed, that they have the ability to pass it to another generation of faithful.
And the word men here implies women. It is not males, it is men in general. Yes. So that's important. The sisters are included in this.
Yes. It's a good thing to stand by the sisters.
Yes, so there's a continuity of things. Things don't stop. Things must go on.
And so what's really critical is, again, you know, you go back to the beginning. What is it? What is this treasure? What is this rich deposit? What is it that we have been given? And do we value it and treasure it so that we act in faithful manner to pass it on. I was just going to go there, so it's good.
Sorry.
It's okay. The goal from Paul's perspective was, Timothy, you've seen and you've lived with me, you've known my pattern of life, you've known my doctrine, and you have been faithful to go to Ephesus and go to Corinth and do what the Lord has called you to do. You have that great compassion and care for the people of God. Now take that rich deposit and find others with whom you can give it, who then can in turn give it to others. One of the things that we have to be so careful of is, and I love the word you use, not to be regurgitators. You know, not simply, I mean, we love the literature. We have the literature, and it's wonderful literature. But if I'm just reading it and regurgitating it, it's not going to be effective. It's when the truth of God that's deposited is worked out and lived out and hammered out in secret that then it will be have its impact and effect on those who we are called to be around.
We have to make it our own.
Is it not true that when we dispense truth that we should do it in such a way that it can be not only understood, but it can be dispensed as well? So the manner in which it's taught is important, too. I think to just say, well, these are certain truths, and we use vocabulary or illustrations that are so confusing while we're dispensing the truth, nobody really grasps it, or suggesting only an inner circle can get it. What did Paul say that I said among many witnesses? Verse 2? The things that has heard of me among many witnesses. So there is an attitude in teaching that Timothy is entrusted with not to find an inner circle. These truths, the truth can be spoken to everyone. It's not a matter of finding an inner circle of people that we think can handle the truth. But it should be taught in such a way, and I think their exhortation in this verse is that you're teaching it in such a way that it can be grasped and repeated, not in the sense that, you know, you're warning us, Mark, that it's not just a, you know, regurgitation, but it's taught in such a way. It's like learning how to fish. You know, how do you fish? Well, I can tell you how to fish, but if I take you with me fishing and you fish with me, you're going to remember that. Now you're taught so that you can teach others. Paul brought Timothy with him. Timothy witnessed evangelism through the Apostle Paul, and I wouldn't doubt for a minute that Paul said, Timothy, why don't you add a few words too? And he saw the fruit of the message of the gospel. He experienced these things with the apostle that he shared with others. And I think this is how we go about teaching. It's not to just to find what I think are faithful people and only share with them. That's not the thought in the verse.
I think of the illustration, Paul, that when we give ministry, it's with the thought of we care for those people, we love them, and if we don't have love for them, we become as a tinkling sound. It doesn't mean anything. But if we give the word, the ministry, with love and care, we want to see you grow. We want to see you come forward for the Lord. And I trust the Lord gives us a word that will move souls to do that.
Brethren, our time is up.